the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. It is All-Star Weekend in Cleveland, Ohio, which means you got tons of stuff you can bet on. The three-point shootout, the skills challenge, the dunk contest, the game itself. So, Lundy, I'm just going to leave it open-ended. Pick your poison, my man. What is your favorite wager on the board this NBA All-Star Weekend?
Well, here's the problem, Brad. It's a lot like the NFL. I don't like betting on exhibition because you just never really know exactly what to expect. But I will throw let's go with Cole Anthony, Brad, in the dunk contest. How about that? A little plus 300 right now at DraftKings. Now, I know people are on. I've seen a bunch of folks talking about Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin's my pick to win the dunk contest at plus 205.
So plus 205, a lot of folks, because they say, look, he came in second last year and all of that. I don't know. I just decided everybody's leaning that way, and sometimes following the public, not a lot of fun. You just start to feel like sheep being herded into a pen where, you know, bad things are going to happen. You know, I mean, that's
you're going to wind up on a plate. In other words,
that's where the lamb chops come from. That's all I want you to know. So I'm going to go with Cole Anthony at a plus 300 on the dunk contest. But like I said, I don't like to bet on the exhibition stuff because it just gets a little bit weird.
Well, I took this yesterday and it's already down. I took Luke Kennard at 6-1 to win the three-point shooting contest. And I'm looking it up right now at Tape Time, and he's the favorite to take the sucker at plus 450 right now at DraftKings. Fred Van Vliet at number 2 at 5-1. Patty Mills also at 5-1. Zach LaVine at plus 550. But my favorite wager on the board, honestly, maybe the under in the game. Yeah, I'm going to play with fire, probably get burned. But it's at 319.5, Lundy. And that is the highest total in the history of the NBA All-Star game. Though, historically, the game has gone over in 13 of the last 15 contests. Still at 319.5, a full 10 points higher than what the line was at and what it closed at last year at BetMGM. I'm tempted to take the under, and I'm going to lean there. But that's one of my favorite wagers. Kennard definitely near the top of the list as well. Now at plus 450 in the three-point shootout, and I got Obi Toppin at plus 205 of the dunk contest. And I also like Team LeBron. Lay the chalk.
I like that. I'll throw one more just kind of random one out there if you just want to throw $5 on it. DeMar DeRozan is 25-1 to be the MVP of the game. This dude's been on a tear for the last week and a half. I mean, he is really on fire. Now, I know that doesn't necessarily translate to the All-Star game because the minutes aren't the same, all that kind of crap. I mean, like I said, I don't like to bet on exhibition. But if I had to pick a dude to just throw a five spot on, or if maybe I've got like a free bet from one of the books that I just want to throw, you know, a $10 freebie on, I might do that at 25-1 because he has been cash money in the player props category lately because of how he's been playing.
Yeah, just take the over in points every single time until the fire extinguishes for DeMar DeRozan, who, by the way, earlier in the week was still just 40-1 to win the MVP, though Joel Embiid certainly leading the pack in that category. With that, let's get to it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, you were riding a heater yesterday on the ice. Not so much necessarily college basketball because you got screwed by the same team I did in the Stanford Cardinal. But the royal screwing I received because you did not. And that was when Washington went on a 7-0 run to close the game out against SC. And they covered. And I had SC at minus 10.5, and they lost by 10.
That's a kick to the jewels. That is definitely a kick to the jewels. We did have some fun. I'll tell you exactly what happened because it ties into what I'm going to do in bonus time. So, but yes, did have a good night last night. Let's go to the ice, though. Only four games on the schedule. And I'm going to roll with the Carolina Panthers at home. I think Carolina's ticked off that they lost.
Carolina Hurricane. You had football on the mind.
Yes, sorry.
Christian McCaffrey on skates.
Well, they lost to the Panthers. That's what.
There it is.
I got confused. There you go. So they lost to the Panthers at home. on Wednesday night. Florida came in. Remember, Florida hadn't played in 15 days, and we thought for sure Carolina would be able to defend home ice. Not so much. So the fact that they lost to Florida in overtime, I think they're a little ticked off. Nashville is on the schedule for tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on the puck drop. We're going to take Carolina, but they're juiced up on the money line to a minus 175, so I'm going to take them to win. On the 60-minute line, take them to win in regulation, no overtime. That drops it down to a minus 115. So I'll bring that juice down, take Carolina. If I'm putting them in a parlay, I'll take them on the normal money line. But if it's a singular bet here, I'll take the minus 115 juice for Carolina to do it and not need the extra frame.
All right, let's do it and pray. No overtime at all, please. And go Panthers and Christian McCaffrey as well.
Number 4.
All right, let's drop the puck and make some more bucks, Lundy. It's double NHL selections. What else you got on the ice?
Yeah, the NBA being on a pause means that Brad has to yield the microphone to me a little longer.
Yeah, please,
on this podcast.
Just take over. I'll sit back and sip on my coffee.
It's a painful thing for him to let me have the microphone. No, I'm kidding. All right, so we started with the first game of the night being Nashville and Carolina. Let's go to the last game on the schedule. That's the Kings and the Golden Knights. And this one, it opened with a total at 5.5 and quickly went to 6. I'm still going to take the over in this one. The Kings are allowing 2.63 goals per game right now. And Vegas, even though they have struggled at times, they also are dealing with some injuries when it comes to goaltending. So you put those two things together, there should be plenty of goals. And oh, yeah, that's right. These two teams have played twice already this season. The totals, 8 and 9. So, yeah, if you're going to give me a 6, I have a feeling these two teams in Sin City are going to be lighting it up like a slot machine spitting out a jackpot.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's take the over between the Kings and the Golden Knights in Sin City. Like I said, it opened at 5.5. It's now at 6. I still like it. So we're gonna see some biscuits in the basket, my friend.
Oh, I love that sound. Ding 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 ding. Spitting out all those coins and hopefully putting, like you said, those biscuits in the old basket.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the world of college basketball here on this appetizer before the main slate on Saturday. Lundy, I don't know if you've seen the games yet for Saturday, but Insane in the Membrane doesn't do it justice.
Pants are optional.
Oh, definitely. And they will be optional all the way through the end of the NCAA tournament. So hopefully the weather's going to warm up here in Illinois. Otherwise, I'm going to freeze my giblets off. But, yeah, Tennessee-Arkansas, the Chris Beard Bowl Part 2, Texas Tech going to Austin to take on UT, my Illini going to East Lansing, Iowa, who needs a marquee win there at Ohio State, Auburn and Florida, who's very bubblicious right now. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's going to be a ridiculous weekend. But we got to try to build up the bankroll ahead of that main slate action. And I like the Johnnies tonight. I'm going to take the over on the team total 74.5 against the Butler Bulldogs. St. John's, of course, logged a marquee win earlier this week on the road in Cincinnati against the Xavier Musketeers. Now they return home, and they're facing the dregs of the keg right now. Outside of Georgetown in this Big East League. And the Butler Bulldogs played a little bit better, but still near the bottom of the barrel in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency and points per possession allowed in Big East play, giving up 1.057 in league action. And you know what the Johnnies do, man? They zip, 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 zip. They run up and down the floor, number 4 in the country in adjusted tempo. They beat Butler inside Hinkle earlier this season, 75-72. So you see where the odds makers got this line, setting it at 74.5. They force a ton of turnovers, and I think that will be the biggest key for propelling them past this team total number. So Lundy, fade or follow the run and gun Johnnies under Mike Anderson over 74.5 team total points against the Butler Bulldogs minus 120 at DraftKings.
I'm going to roll with you on this. I like where you're going. My favorite bet, actually, I'll be honest, I want Butler to cover. I'll take Butler plus the, what is it, 9, 8?
Yeah, I think Butler will cover. It will be close.
So I do like your team total pick, but I will actually go ahead and go with the cover. Butler's actually covered 6 out of their last 8 games. So even though they're not winning, they're only 4? I think they're 4-4. They're 500, I think, over their last 8 games. But they're covering. consistently. And so I like the St. John's, absolutely. But if you do like another play in this game, I would take Butler to cover, because they have, the Bulldogs have been doing it lately, despite the fact that they started off the season just horrendous against the spread. Like, you were cashing tickets if you were betting against them at the beginning of the season. But now they seem to have figured it out. And even though they might not win it on the scoreboard, they're at least making sure these games stay close. So I like St. John's on the team total. I also, a little early bonus time, I like Butler to cover.
Stick around for my top picks in college basketball on this Friday night, plus bonus time across the smorgasbord of sports betting.
Number two.
All right, let's get after it, and let's work in a little parlay action here. You know I love the Moneyline parlays. They've been kind of unkind to me here of late, but we're going to get back in that saddle and hopefully get a cash a winning ticket. This is a three-legger. Money line, meaning they just got to win straight up, folks. That's it. That's all we're asking. It is Friday in college basketball, which means all the smarty pants of the NCAA have their time to shine, as the Ivy League always plays on Friday and Saturdays. So to kick things off on this three-legger, give me the Yale Bulldogs, the likely representative in the NCAA tournament out of this league, to win straight up in their matchup. And then give me Monmouth to win straight up against Rider. And then give me Mississippi State going up against Missouri. Now, getting back to Yale, hopefully they're not going to fail against Penn. I like Yale quite a bit for this reason alone. A, they're 8-1 in Ivy League action. They've won six straight, so they're a hot team. And B, they are incredibly stiff defensively, giving up just 0.935 points per possession. So Yale, I think, will win this thing by a handful of points at home. Meanwhile, for Monmouth, also at home, you know, they're going to knock off the old ride or die. And where Monmouth makes their money, their NIL cash, is at the free throw line. 24.2% of their points come at the charity stripe. A whole lot of Pappas, a whole lot of Miller, drawing contact, getting in line, and plunging those daggers against the opposition. They've been covering machines for the most part this season, and all we're asking here is that against the spread, but just to win the game outright, and I think they will handle Rider. And then Mississippi State, this is a no-brainer. Anytime it can fade Mizzou is usually a money-making proposition. Now, Mississippi State has lost six of their last seven games, very much trending toward the NIT right now, but this is still one of the most efficient offensive teams in the SEC. In fact, they're number three in points per possession scored. Meanwhile, Missouri, it's more like misery defensively, number 13 in SEC action and adjusted defensive efficiency. So again, Yale, Monmouth, Mississippi State, plus 139 at DraftKings on that three-leg money line parlay. Fade or follow?
Matt, do you have a shovel with you this morning? Because you're digging, dude. You're digging for these. But I know that happens a lot of times on a Friday night.
On a Friday, you got to, man.
We don't get a lot on the schedule that we can that we can call, quote, marquee. But you know what, Brad? Any winning bet can be marquee if you look at it right. I'll roll with you. Even though you have admitted that these two and three leggers have been we talked about kicking in the jewels earlier. They've been doing that to you, just like Stanford did, just like USC did. So, but I believe in the law of averages. I have absolutely no reason to know anything whatsoever about Yale basketball, though. So I'm just going to trust you on this one, okay? I'm just going to be like, I don't know. They're really smart. I assume that Brad maybe got a little bit of that via osmosis just by looking on his computer at the Yale logo. Like, I feel like maybe your IQ went up a couple
soak
of
it
points.
Up. Just yeah. Well, it started at zero, so I only had one direction to go.
Folks, he is the bracketologist, not me. That's why every now and then he throws crap like this out on the podcast where I'm like, I don't know, dude, it's Monmouth for crying out loud. So there you go. Brad's got a three-legger. I say you follow it. Man's going to cash a ticket.
Yeah, please, gambling gods, be kind to thee.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's get back to it, and let's do another little parlay. And, Lundy, this just in, you can get a 33% profit boost on any parlay action at DraftKings.
I'm sorry, did you say boost?
Yeah,
did you say
33%.
Because the last two times I've used the boost that they gave me, I failed, damn it.
Oh, you know what? It gets better, Lundy. It is not on a parlay, so you can get two 33% profit boost to use for any college basketball game a day.
Oh, that is spectacular. Well, you know me, Brad. I mean, I have been studying Monmouth for weeks now.
Yeah.
So I'll
probably there it is. Spot on.
All right, so are you going to use it on this next parlay then?
Well, yeah, absolutely I am. And this is an alt-liner, and it's my favorite bet on the board here on this Friday. And we also have a money line in here too. Give me VCU on the first leg. It's just a two-legger here, folks. VCU money line. So it's got to win straight up at home against Richmond. And give me Harvard minus 10, taking that line down from minus 15 against the woeful Columbia Lions. Now, why do I like VCU? This one will be a highly contested game from start to finish, no doubt about it. It's probably going to come down in the final minutes. It was 64-62, VCU getting the win on the road earlier this season in Richmond. Richmond in that game, the Spiders, they didn't exactly weave a web from outside. 4-22 from three, but listen, that's the calling card of the Rams. One of the best defensive teams in college basketball. Number 5 in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 0.879 points per possession. And the havoc defense of Shaka Smart installed there is still alive and well. They force an opponent turnover on 25.9% of those opponent possessions, and they're only allowing 27.1% from distance, and that is key because Richmond usually piles up the points from outside. So, VCU is not exactly been extraordinary offensively, especially at home inside the Siegel Center, but I think they get the job done because of their defense and win this game straight up. And then meanwhile for Harvard, I mean, the Lions are dreadful. Number 352 in KenPom, number 350 in Bart Torvik. On the road this season, Columbia, number 342 in adjusted defensive efficiency, and they're giving up 40.2% from three. That's what they're giving up on the road. The Crimson, not a prolific three-point shooting team, only netting 32.7% from outside. But Luka Sekota, remember thy name. He is netting 41.2% from distance. He could have himself a night. Not only that, but Harvard has forced the most turnovers on a per-possession basis inside the Ivy League this season. So VCU money line, Harvard minus 10. That, I slapped together a plus 136. Before the profit boost, Lundy. Now, I can't do the math in my head, but it's going to get boosted. It's going to be even more handsome as a result at DraftKings. Fade or follow?
Is there a niner in there somewhere? Yeah, I'm not doing the math for you either on the 33%. I will follow. Here's the key for the Harvard one I'm good with because Columbia stinks. The one with VCU, Brad, here's the only thing that I get a little bit concerned about. One, only, as you just said, 4-22 the first time they met from outside the arc. And we know that the Rams can hold folks down from outside the arc. But I would expect it to be slightly better than that for Richmond. But VCU, with the way they forced turnovers, they only got the Spiders into 13 turnovers in that first game. That was it. VCU normally forces a whole lot more turnovers than that. They've got to get more. Like, they can play that defense, but that defense has got to turn into some points opportunities for them. They have got to get points off turnovers because Richmond did a really good job of protecting the ball compared to what VCU's other opponents have done over the course of the season. So if VCU's defense shows up and actually gets Richmond to turn the ball over, then I really like this one, and this would be a good one to throw the boost on. And I like the fact that VCU's at home. I mean, the victory they got earlier this season was at Richmond. So let's turn around. Let's bring it back home. Let's see the Rams get the victory. And then, like I said, Harvard minus 10, minus 15. I think you're good there as long as you don't get USC'd like you did last night.
Oh, yeah, that was a royal screwing of epic proportions, but that's long in the past. Lundy, it's now bonus time. Give me a couple of other plays you like, and I just put together a little two-legger with the 33% profit boost that I can't wait to share.
There we go. All right, so I told you we had a bit of a heater last night. So, folks, if you don't bet on hockey a lot, Brad and I are familiar with this. I've talked about it on the pod before, but if you don't recall, you know when you bet on baseball, there is a bet you can do called the no-run first inning, right? So you're betting whether or not there's going to be a run scored in the first inning. Well, hockey has the equivalent of that available. It's called a goal in the first 10, sometimes abbreviated as a gift. Last night, there were 8 games in hockey, and I went 8-0 predicting whether there would be a goal in the first game or not. Now, look, sometimes a squirrel finds a nut. I'm not going to pull too much of a muscle patting myself on the the back, but that was a damn heater last night, and I'm going to enjoy it. So I'm going to go back to that well tonight, which probably means I'm screwed. But let's take the Florida Panthers and the Minnesota Wild. I'm going to take them to have a goal in the first 10, and I'm going to parlay that together with the Kings and the Golden Knights, who I just told you I expected to go over their total of 6 goals because of, in part, the goaltending injuries and things that Vegas is dealing with. If you say that both of those games will have a goal in the first 10, that two-legger is a plus 148. So I'm going to see a little heat check tonight, a little Steph Curry heat check. Let's see whether or not I can stay hot predicting whether the scoring happens early and often in these games.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Absolutely love it. All right, let me give you one game straight up that I absolutely love tonight in college basketball. I was contemplating putting on the Fade 5, probably should have. But I do love Kent State, and the line has toggled quite a bit. It was up to 2 after an opening of 1. I saw a couple of books have it at 1.5. Now at tape time at DraftKings, it's back to 1. And I'm going to take Kent State, the Golden Flashes, Julian Edelman U, Antonio Gates U as well, at home against the Ohio Bobcats. Kent State, one of the hottest teams at the mid-major level. They won 7 straight games, and over that stretch, since January 25th, number 13 in the country in effective field goal percentage offense, according to Bartorvik. During that stretch, hitting 54.5% inside the arc and shooting 41% from way downtown. They did lose Ohio on the road earlier this season, 80-72, but I think they'll get that revenge back as they have given up just 0.998 points per possession at home in MAC play. Sincere carry. Yeah, indeed, carry me to a victory in a Kent State cover there. Again, just -1, -110 at DraftKings. All right, so that spicy little two-legger that I was putting together while you were rambling on about hockey a little bit ago.
This is what Brad does, because he just does it.
I don't pay any attention. Describes,
he pays no attention. He literally takes a nap while I talk about the NHL.
Well, I got sucked in by the 33% profit boost. I'm like, oh, I need to go spend this right now. What do? I got a hole burner in my pocket.
I love it. This damn thing's just burning a hole. You're like, oh, no, I got to do it.
I got to do it
right now.
I got to do it. And I did.
You sitting there, are you tapping the vein? Is that what you were doing?
No, I'm going full Alex Rodriguez and injecting it in my butt cheek.
So, that's a visual.
Yeah, that is a visual. And maybe he's kissing a mirror at the same time. So, two-legger, Butler, you know, you like them on the cover on the standard line. Well, let's do an alt line at +10.5. And I love Maryland tonight. I mean, Maryland's playing Nebraska. I mean, how bad is Nebraska? They won 1 game of the Big Ten. They're 1-13. Now, Maryland, not exactly, you know, beaten opponents with a whole lot of gusto this season. But they have shot the ball extraordinarily well on the road. In fact, they have the 28th highest points per possession scored of any team in college basketball away this season. So pool all together and knowing that Nebraska is dead last in adjusted offensive efficiency, second to last in adjusted defensive efficiency in the Big Ten. All I need is Maryland to win. That's it. So Butler +10.5 against the Johnnies. Maryland to win straight up with the 33% profit boost, Lundy. That's +236.
Oh, now I see why it was burning a hole in your pocket.
Is that arousing?
Got that boost. You got that boost. It took you up to above 200 odds. Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, I like that.
You're welcome.
I like that a lot. And folks, here's another one that let me just throw out real quick. Just a little plug for somebody that's tied into both of our TV shows, Brad. BetMGM for this weekend. I do not know jack shit about NASCAR, y'all.
Yeah,
but I can tell you that BetMGM has essentially a freebie bet for you if you want to use it. They've got a risk-free option for you for NASCAR this weekend. So and anytime there's a risk-free opportunity like that, even if it is freaking Russian ping pong, I don't give a shit. If somebody's willing to give me a risk-free option, I will always roll those dice. So I just want to throw that out there. I know that BetMGM is tied in with your television show. They're tied into my television show. So a little shameless plug there that if you want a risk-free opportunity for the NASCAR race on Sunday at Daytona, it's the Daytona 500, there's an opportunity for you to burn some free cash that's sitting in your pocket.
Absolutely love it. Good shout out there. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Helps out our show immensely. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.